Let us pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us afresh, O God, this day. Enable us to hear and to see what you have prepared for us this day. And so I ask, O God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So I asked the children this question, and I'm going to ask you the same question. How many of you have mentors, spiritual mentors, in your life? Anybody? I see a few hands. How many of you are mentors to someone else in your life? Okay, I see a good number of hands. Today, our scripture reading from 2 Kings invites us to reflect on the invitation and call that God gives us to be mentored and to be mentors in our faith and journey in this world. For many of us, parents are usually our first mentors. They are the ones who make a commitment to bring us before the church for baptism. They make the baptismal vows, committing themselves to teach us by the example and teaching, to bring us to church every Sunday and make sure that we go to Sunday school and are surrounded by a community of faith. For others, maybe it wasn't your parents who brought you to church. Maybe it was a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle, or maybe even a neighbor who brought you to faith. And these people, for some time, were serving as mentors for you. Other people have had pastors as their mentors or other leaders in the church as their mentors. If you are one of those people who didn't grow up in the church but came to church at a later point in your life, perhaps it was a friend, a coworker, a relative, a neighbor who invited you to come to church with them one day to share with you, to share Christ with you, and set you on a journey with Christ in discipleship. These people were mentors for you for such a time. And I pray that if these were people who introduced you to the faith, that in some way and in some way they are still continuing to nurture you and encourage you along the way. Our scripture reading today gives us the witness of two people who shared this mentor-mentee relationship. This is Elijah and Elisha. If you remember the story of Elijah, Elijah was one of the great prophets in the Old Testament. He had received a call from God to be able to go and stand before kings and queens and proclaim God's word to them, to remind them of the way of Jesus Christ, of the way of God, and to remind them of their commitment and covenant with God in the world. And there came a time when Elijah began to face hardship and struggle in his life. Last Sunday, we read a scripture passage that told us of one of these struggles, where Elijah, who had gone before King Ahab and Queen Jezebel to declare God's word to them, ended up having to run away from them for fear of his life. Elijah had gone into a contest between himself and the prophets of Baal, who were the prophets of Queen Jezebel. And when the contest occurred, God responded to Elijah, whereas Baal, the god of the prophets of Baal, did not respond. And at the end of that contest, Elijah had to run away because King Ahab and Queen Jezebel wanted to take his life. Elijah found himself in the desert, yearning that his life might leave him, wishing that he were dead, but it was in the wilderness that God appears to Elijah, and through that encounter, God then sent Elijah to a place where he would meet Elisha. Elijah had been alone in ministry during this time that he had encountered God in the wilderness, but God had appointed another to come and stand alongside Elijah to learn from him and eventually to receive the mantle of the prophetic ministry from him. And this person was Elisha. For a time, Elijah and Elisha were together. Elisha was learning from his master and teacher, Elijah, and he wanted to be everywhere where Elijah was because he wanted to learn everything that he could from his mentor. But as the scripture we read this morning tells us, the time came when Elijah had to be taken up and away from him. Elisha, knowing this, was going to stay by his master's side at every turn and at every point of the journey, refusing to leave his mentor. And he did this because he knew something else about the ministry to which he was apprenticing under Elijah. Elisha knew that for him to continue in the ministry that his master Elijah was teaching him, he needed the power of God's Spirit. Because it was through the Spirit that Elijah was able to do anything at all while he was in this world. And so we heard in the scripture when Elijah asked Elisha what he should do for him, Elisha simply asked that he would inherit a double share of his spirit. Elijah responded saying that this was a very difficult thing to do, but if he would see God taking him away from him, then it would be granted to him. And that happened when the chariots of fire, the horses came. Elisha was separated from his master. He saw his master being taken away. And through the power of the Spirit, the mantle was then passed on from Elijah to Elisha. This morning, our reflection is to invite us to keep our eyes open to how the Spirit is continuing to empower us for the ministry at hand, calling new people before us to whom we can hand on the mantle of faith and entrust with the ministry that we are engaged in. We are a part of a tradition that has been handed down from generation to generation. We are part of a tradition that saw the Spirit of God working in people like Abraham, who handed down to the generations after him the call that he had received from God. We are part of a tradition that saw Moses being called by God to go into Egypt and deliver the people from Pharaoh's imprisonment, and through his ministry, Moses passed down the mantle of faith to that generation that had been freed from captivity. We are part of a tradition that saw Elijah and Elisha working together for a time side by side, and when the time came, the mantle was passed on to Elisha. We are part of a tradition that saw even the prophet Isaiah proclaim before the people that he had been anointed by the Spirit to proclaim good news to all those who are oppressed. And the people of Israel received the instruction of Isaiah and continued to hand down the ministry one generation to the next generation. We are called to remember that we are part of this same great tradition. We are part of the same great tradition because we know that when Jesus came onto the scene, he went to that same River Jordan where Elijah was lifted up into heaven. And there Jesus was baptized. The Spirit fell on him, thus claiming him as God's own son. And we saw how Jesus, while he was ministering in this world, empowered his group of disciples to go into the communities two by two to proclaim the good news, to heal the sick and cast out demons, all with the power of the same Spirit. And we saw, as we celebrated several Sundays ago, that on Pentecost, a group of disciples who had gathered in Jerusalem praying and worshiping experienced the transforming power of the Holy Spirit when the Spirit fell upon them, thus equipping them and empowering them to go into Judea and Samaria and all the regions around to the ends of the earth, proclaiming the good news of God who raised Jesus from the dead. We are part of a tradition that has seen the outpouring of the Spirit from time after time and the leading of the Spirit to go to people and to places where God's word needs to be proclaimed. We are inheritors of this same Spirit. Today, the invitation then is for us to reclaim the gift of the Spirit, to open our eyes to how the Spirit is leading us and working within our lives, to look around and see the people whom God is calling up and raising up to join us for a time as we mentor with them and learn with them along this journey of faith, and to prepare for such a time when we have to hand down the ministry of our faith to them. I know that in the church, we often struggle with equipping and raising new leaders for the church. Sometimes we have leaders in the church who have been a part of a leadership role for many, many years, and this happens for a variety of reasons. One reason might be that those leaders are finding that we can't seem to find a new generation of people who are stepping up to the plate, seeking to be mentored and trained to take on the mantle of faith and leadership in the church. And sometimes we have people who are in leadership roles who want to hold on to that power and authority, neglecting and refusing to give up their leadership role for the new generation of people whom God is calling and appointing to serve. We struggle sometimes with passing on the mantle, but our faith calls us to stand in that same tradition that Elijah and Elisha stood, the tradition that Jesus and his disciples stood, where the mantle of faith was handed down from one to the next. Professor Kendra Creasy Dean, who teaches at Princeton Theological Seminary, once shared, when she came to a workshop here in New England, a lesson that she had drawn from her research when she was working in the field of youth and young adult ministries. She had observed, as many of us have observed, that many of our young people are falling away from the church. While they may be baptized and confirmed in our churches, they seem to be falling away after their baptism or when they go out to college, that they lose their connection with the church and with the faith that formed them and nurtured them. And she had done a research study across the nation trying to understand what was taking place in young people's lives this day. And one thing that she discovered through her research is that for those young people who have been able to stay in the church, while many of their contemporaries are falling away from the church and giving up on the church, for those young people who stay in the church, there was one common thread. These young people were able to proclaim and share that they had at least one mentor outside of their family members to whom they looked up and with whom they could receive counsel and guidance in their lives. They had somebody in their life who could mentor them, who could disciple them, who could accompany them in life's challenging times, people that they could go to when they could not go to their own parents for counsel and advice, people who showed them what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ and thus gave them an example of what it means to be a disciple, people whom they looked up to and turned to for support. I wonder if we are being called to be mentors to people, young people in our own communities, not only in the church, but especially those in our neighborhoods, in our communities, who long to have somebody who can give them a witness, an example on how to be different in a world that has so many challenges. I asked if you have mentors in your life. I pray that you may open your eyes to see the people who could be mentors for you. I also ask if you have mentees in your life, and my prayer this day is that you will open your eyes to see the people whom God is placing in your life for you to mentor, for you to set an example and share your faith and be able to accompany them in this life. One thing is for sure about the church. For the church to continue to grow, we need people who are not afraid to witness to the grace of Jesus Christ in their life, to reach out to those who are within the church and outside the church, to share our faith openly, and to mentor others in faith. If you are here because somebody shared with you their faith, will you pass on that same mantle of faith to someone else? Will you share your faith and invite someone to come to church, to a Bible study, to a ministry and mission opportunity? Will you share this gift of grace that God has given you through the mentors in your life? I pray that this day you will have eyes to see, hearts to perceive what God is calling you to do and the people with whom God is placing in your life. The story of Elisha picking up the mantle of Elijah is a story about God empowering and equipping the next generation of servants and witnesses to God. We too are invited to pick up the mantle of faith from our predecessors, to employ it to witness to God's saving power in the world, and when the time comes, to pass it down to the generation after us. And God's Spirit will do the rest. So will you have eyes to see, ears to hear, and the very hearts to perceive how God's Spirit is leading you in this way. Amen.